song was lame, man.
You give it a chance. I mean, it's Jack's Mannequin. I mean, he was pretty cool back then.
I feel like I just woke up in 1983.
It wasn't that long ago.
84.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway, we'll change that song.
All right, we'll change it. Okay, so Sounders lost today.
Bad.
It was a really sad day in my house. They lost 6.
You were grumpy.
6-1. I mean, the game wasn't as bad as that. I mean, to be fair, the Sounders had it at 2-1 at halftime. They were in the game still, and then they let 2 early goals in, and then it was just over from there.
I just think it's great that there was 7 goals scored in a soccer game.
Shh. Whatever.
I mean, come on. 7 goals in one soccer game? I mean, that'll get everyone to watch.
Yeah. Not if you're a Sounders fan. It was terrible. I mean, the defense played horribly. Gonzalez was out of position. I think most of the time, from what I saw, he was never there. He was constantly getting beat. Hurtado, I mean, I feel bad for Gasperning, who has just had 6 goals scored on him. He shouldn't have had that. That's
not
on him.
Did you miss James Riley today?
No, I did not miss James Riley.
He would have helped.
No, he plays on the right side, and you know, we have a good guy filling in for him now, so...
All
right. We're missing more Tyson Wall. So, Wall, come back. Tyson, I miss you. I miss your left-footedness.
There's a plea for you, Tyson Wall.
Yes, it is a plea for you to come
back. So what do they need to do to change before the MLS season? Because that's what's important, right? The MLS season's actually what's important. This CONCACAF thing, that's just kind of a preseason thing, right?
No.
I mean, this MLS season's what's most important, right?
No, I want the CONCACAF Champions League trophy more than anything else.
What?
I mean, last year I would have said the Supporter Shield, but this year it just doesn't carry the same weight. But Champions League, because no U.S. team has ever won it. They've won the Champions Cup, which was the tournament before, but no U.S. team has ever won the Champions League. I want it. I want to be the first.
Well, that's not going to happen this year.
Yeah, it's not. No, we can start the next chapter in Champions League because we already qualified again thanks to our third straight Open Cup, but we are not in it for the rest of this year.
Well, you know what, boys? Use that as motivation. Turn around and come out and, on Saturday against Toronto.
Yeah. Come on.
Kyle, you're speechless.
I
you're upset about the 6-1 loss. You never saw 6-1 coming.
I did not see 6-1 coming. I saw maybe 3-1, 4-1. I would have been okay with that. 6-1, I mean, there's nothing.
That's like 52-7 in the NFL. You don't even you never even fathom 52-7.
Yeah, it was just not a good game. Not a good game. But NCAA tournament came out this week.
Is that taking your mind off of the Sounders game at all?
Not really, not at all. Actually, I could care less about the tournament, but...
Really? Me too?
Everyone is talking about it, so I figured we might as well, and I'm gonna give...
I'm so not into it this year, man. I just don't care.
I have no connection to it at all. I mean, I wouldn't have a connection anyways, for
any
reason.
Did you fill out a bracket?
I did. I'm trying to win a trip to Hawaii.
Sweet motivation.
That's the only reason I filled one out. But so here's my top 9.
Okay.
So my 9 teams that I think have an actual chance of winning. Everyone always talks about the teams that got snubbed. And living up in Washington, we always hear about UW. That's all that's been talked about.
Like they had a chance of winning the whole thing.
They wouldn't have had a chance of winning the whole thing anyways. So it's like, hey, great, I get to be number 32, tied with the other 31 teams that are tied for 32nd. So it was... I mean, my top 9 teams that actually have a chance at winning this thing are Baylor, Marquette, Florida State, Missouri. I've got Ohio.
So you have Baylor at number 1.
Number 9.
Oh, you're going backwards.
I'm going down, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got Ohio State, Kansas, and Kentucky all in that 3-4-5 area. And I think the two best teams that have the chance are Duke and North Carolina. But I just don't think that Duke has it in them. I think that they can go really far and really deep. But I just don't think that they have it in them to win, and I just think North Carolina's going to take it.
Okay. Well, I've got Kentucky at number 1. I'm going the other way.
Okay.
Eventually.
All right.
Kentucky at number 1.
I just like to build surprise.
Yeah, whatever. North Carolina at number 2. I've got number 3, I have Duke. Number four, I have the football power Ohio State on sanctions next year. We'll not go to a bowl game. I've got number five.
That makes you so happy, doesn't it?
It makes me so happy. I just wish they would have more.
Yeah.
Whatever. Number five, I have Missouri. Their football team just signed a sweet wide receiver. Number six, I have Florida State. Bet you didn't even know they had basketball. They're such a football
team. I did not. Do they still do the whole, like, tomahawk chop?
Oh,
yeah, that thing. Do they do that thing at the basketball games?
Yeah, and the Braves do it. And every other team that has, like, an Indian, I think they do it.
Yeah. But
whatever.
Okay.
Number seven, I'll take Kansas. I really, really like the Kansas coach. Did you know that he has two brother-in-laws?
Okay.
That's not interesting that he has two brother-in-laws.
Wait, is this the guy that... No, never mind.
His two brother-in-laws are the Harbaugh.
Is the guy. That's the guy I was thinking about.
Isn't that cool?
Imagine that
Christmas dinner.
Dude, but his wife, I'm sure, is the exact same. Do you think that she, like, throws the punches?
Or knows how to smile?
their wedding photos, he's just, like, gleaming happy.
She's got, like, coach face.
She's got coach face. Man, I would not want to be her kids during a soccer game or, like, a baseball game.
Yeah. Come on, Mom, lay off. I'm five.
Mom, calm down. Don't have to yell at my coach. She probably is the coach.
Dude, who's the mediator, you know, at that Christmas dinner? The other brother.
The other sister. The other brother that happens to be a counselor.
Yeah.
They didn't grow up being a coach or married to a coach.
He had to be a counselor.
Yeah.
But anyways, he's a really good coach. I like him. I like Kansas. I should have Kansas higher than number seven. I would not be surprised to see them make a run. But number eight, I've got Georgetown. Nice to see them back.
The Hoyas.
I think that's a dog. I don't really know.
Okay.
But nice to see Georgetown back in the top part of the tournament, not to have a double-digit seed for once.
Yeah.
It's good to see them back playing strong. And then number nine, surprise, Murray State.
You think they have a chance?
I do.
Can you name the conference they're in?
I cannot, which is surprising because I can name almost every conference.
Okay, can you name their mascot?
I want to say it's the Racers.
Racers?
It just came to me. I'm going to take my trusty iPhone here.
Okay, well,
not the white one.
While you're looking that up, I'm going to bring up the topic of Kentucky.
Yes.
And just how I think that that's kind of a joke of a basketball program. I mean, I know that they're amazing as a basketball program, but I think that they're a joke. I mean, they have one and done, so that's all they do.
Dude, it is the Racers.
Racers, wow.
I nailed that.
I'm impressed.
Wow.
I'm impressed. So,
Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean, the whole one and done thing where they have players come in for 1 year, I think it's pointless. I mean, I think the whole making kids go to college or sit 3 years out is a wonderful thing. I love it. I think that it's great for college football. I think it would be great for college basketball if they did the same thing, because not only does it give the college game some actual meaning, but I mean, it's making them become students.
Mm-hmm.
It's making them grow up.
Mm-hmm.
They're maturing as players, getting a chance to, like, develop and not just go straight in and sit on the bench for a few years.
I'll ask you this. Does Kentucky have a senior night, or do they have a sophomore night?
I think they have a freshman night.
Freshman night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you're a Kentucky fan, really, I mean, that's great. You're excited that your team is playing well. But as a fan, you'd like to identify with your players. You like, you know, that's why we have Twitter, so you can feel like you get in the mind of your player.
Yeah,
you can see what your favorite players are doing.
You can talk to them. You can be involved in everything.
You're lucky if you learn how to pronounce their first name by the time they're gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so sad. I mean, Kentucky fans, great. Your team has a chance. They may win the national title this year.
Year after year, really.
But it's not near as fun as it was back in the day when you would have... Imagine if John Wall was still there. What, would he be a junior now?
Mm-hmm.
How fun would that be?
Yeah.
Just killing it out there.
Yeah, well, you look at, you know, guys like Kevin Love.
Yeah.
After
a freshman.
Yeah, if he was just dominating the boards,
man,
like a machine, pulling down 30 a night.
How awesome would college basketball be?
It would be great.
Instead, it's kind of lame.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know. I think that basketball in general is kind of lame right now, but I have no way to fix it.
Yeah, I mean, I say you've got to adopt the football model. You know, you've got to make them stay in school for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to make them stay in school, then don't make them go to school at all.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So. Speaking of pointless basketball tournaments, that's a wonderful segue into the NIT with University of Washington.
National Invitational Tournament?
Yeah, yeah. National Invitation. I believe.
That used to be the important one.
I know. I and that's what I was trying to explain to my dad this morning, and he just didn't get it. And I...
That's weird because he grew up in the times that it was important.
That it was important, yeah. So, UW, NIT, number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited if they win?
No, not at all.
Do you talk about that? Like, I mean, what do you do with that trophy?
What do you do? Do you wear your shirt that says National Invitational Tournament Champion?
Yeah.
It's like, what was that, a preseason tournament that they played in Hawaii?
Essentially, to me, this is what it means. If they win the NIT, they are now the 69th best team in the nation for sure. They have it solid number 69.
Solid 69th best.
Yeah.
I mean, way to be proud, boys.
It's like, I mean, go and play. I mean, go enjoy it. Play, have fun. You're getting to play basketball, and yeah. There's going to be some thousand, like, you know, 1,000 fans at the game, maybe.
Yeah. Husky fans are pretty loyal.
Not if you look at Twitter lately.
That was harsh.
That I feel so bad.
Tony Roten, you're 18 years old.
You're 18. You do not deserve to have a Photoshop noose around your neck.
Mm-hmm.
You were the only player out there that actually did something that night.
You had 29. I think you had about half of their points.
And yet you missed three. Was it three? Three free throws?
Yeah, it was four.
Four free throws?
Yeah.
You missed four. Granted, that is not very good, but you missed four free throws. You still had 29. He can't take all the blame for that.
You can't. But, you know,
and
you're in the...
Oregon State.
Yeah. Oregon State. Oregon State is so the little brother. You know, they really can annoy you. They really tick you off once in a while. But for the most part, you're happy to see them succeed. But you know what? If I'm Coach Romar and we go on and we win this NIT, if you will, I'm not putting that trophy in the case.
No.
You can't.
Do you melt it?
No. You are the University of Washington, right? The only thing that belongs in your case are national championship trophies and that sweet crystal ball from the BCS.
Yeah.
Right? Nothing else belongs in your trophy.
You don't put
case.
The Alamo Bowl win in there.
They lost.
Well, what bowl did they win again?
They scored like 100 points, but last they still year. Lost. No, they lost. Like by 100.
No, last year.
The year before, they beat Helen Newcomb's team in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Yeah, they beat Nebraska in the Holiday Bowl.
Holiday Bowl, that's right.
Holiday Bowl.
Do you put the Holiday Bowl trophy in your trophy case?
At the very end on the bottom. Because it was the first bowl that they won in like 73 years.
Yeah.
And it was like
No,
it was like 11.
Be fair.
Sorry, Husky fans. But you know what I do if I'm Coach Romar? I take that trophy that they win, I hang it in the locker room, and I say, boys, I never want to win one of these again.
You know what? I take it a step further.
What do you do?
I melt the trophy down and make championship rings out of it.
What are you going to do with it? You're not a champion. You won the NIT.
Yeah, you are a champion. You are a champion.
On.
You won the NIT tournament.
Oh, come on.
Even if you win the CBI that Wazoo's in.
The CBI. So there's something to be proud of when you beat Mercer. Did you know Mercer is a college? It's not the island in Seattle
not.
That
I
we're
did,
familiar with.
I did
it's
not.
A college down in like the southeastern part of the United States. I think they play in the Atlantic Sun Conference, and how do I know that?
Atlantic Sun Conference, and you're probably right. But, I mean,
wow.
I don't know. I think I take it a step further. I melt it down, make rings, and then those players can sell those rings later after they graduate to not violate any sanctions and be able to pay for the rest of their college tuition.
I'm not going to buy an NIT tournament.
You don't have to say
melted
it's an NIT.
Melted down ring?
You don't have to say it was an NIT ring.
So you're like counterfeit a championship ring?
Do
are you,
something.
Are you promoting counterfeiting on our show?
I might be. I might be. Okay. Speaking.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm just going to change subject again just to get out of that, get out of the legal sanctions of whatever I might be promoting. But Western Washington University.
Speaking of college basketball.
We are still on college basketball. Western Washington, this is the most we'll probably ever talk about college basketball.
It is March.
For a year.
Yeah.
But, so March Madness, when does that actually start? I mean, because the tournament doesn't start for like another 4 days.
Does it start with conference tournaments? Does it start with like the 73? What's up with me in 73? Does it start with like the 7 play-in games that they have going on?
I don't know. Four.
Is it 4?
4 play-in games.
Okay, 4 play-in games.
For like a 12 seed too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Why don't you play in for the 16?
Yeah, if you're going to take the teams, just shift everyone down one.
Yeah.
If you think someone, 2 teams are like a 12, then make a 12 and a 13 and shift everyone down.
Weird.
Yeah.
Anyways, but when does March Madness even start? Is March even mad anymore?
It's not. It's all in April.
Does anyone even care
anymore?
It's
all in April. No one cares about the first 64 teams. Everyone knows Kentucky's going to beat Western Kentucky. There's not going to be a crazy upset.
That would be awesome if there was.
If a 10 beats a 7, is that really an upset? No. I mean...
Yeah. And guarantee you'll have a 4 beat a 13.
Yeah, guarantee every year
or
it happens.
Or 12, or whoever they play.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter because neither one of those teams are going to win the national championship anyways.
I know, that's why we made our top
9. Why don't
nines.
We just have a start at the Elite Eight?
I could say you could go to the 16.
Yeah.
I think you can take every conference and put one team
and
in.
How exciting would the basketball season be?
Well, you know, if you talk about how exciting the basketball season would be, it wouldn't change because you've got a team like UW who... was the best team in UW, like in Pac-12 this year, not even making
not
the national
much,
tournament.
Not saying much, because Western could have competed in that conference.
That's true. But, and Western, we're back on Western.
Yeah, bringing it back to them.
They made the Elite Eight of Division II.
Way to go, boys.
Congrats to Brad Jackson and the guys. Can you name any players? Name them.
Dan Young. Zach Hennepin.
2.
I think he went to Bellingham. Local flavor, that's nice.
Yeah.
There's
another local boy you should be able to name.
Ooh, Chris Mitchell.
Chris Mitchell, 3. He went to Nooksack.
Nooksack, your high
Pioneers.
School.
Pioneers.
Go Pioneers. Rory Blanche. I don't know if I can... That Dykstra kid.
He can shoot
the 3.
I think that you're thinking of Grant Dykstra.
Who
played like 2002,
oh, yes.
2003.
Doesn't play for them anymore.
Not anymore.
So I got 3.
Okay,
you got four.
All right. I can name another one. Rico Wilkins.
Whoa.
He was in my public relations class.
Nice.
Yeah.
Was he smart?
He was really cool. He was really nice.
You go, Rico.
Did a great presentation about Penn State. Made a really funny radio mock show to...
That's cool.
So Rico...
But we're missing someone. We're missing that point guard. Like, their best player, John Allen. John Allen is his name.
Yeah.
How do we forget that?
He's a good player. So anyways, they're playing Midwestern State out of Texas.
When did Texas or Midwestern become a state?
I don't know. I've never heard of the state of Midwestern.
Yeah.
Not only that, but that's weird. Is it in Midwestern Texas? Because it's not really...
It'd be funny if it was by Louisiana.
Yeah, because Texas isn't Midwestern. So it's not like they can, like, take claim of that whole area. Like, I could see, like, a New England state university.
I didn't know they played anything other than football in Texas.
Well, yeah, they really don't. Well, I did pick Baylor, though.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did pick Baylor in my top 9.
Yeah. Because Brittany Griner plays for them.
Yeah, she doesn't. She plays for the girls' team, but she could probably be the best player on the men's team. No doubt in my mind she could compete in the NBA.
Or she was posting up at center against in that Big 12 tournament. Are you sure?
Yeah, no. She is on the women's team, and if they don't win, I will be a little upset because she's blocking every shot that is within 15 feet of her. And dunking from the free throw line.
You know, and I'm sorry. I'm not a huge women's basketball fan by any means. But she makes it exciting. If I know a girl can drop step dunk on another chick and then punch her in the face afterwards.
She's moved on from that.
Okay.
I hope.
But does that not make it exciting?
She is an exciting player. And I'm pulling for them to win.
All right.
You know,
Bears of Baylor.
It could be great if the men's and women's basketball teams won. They would totally be the college team of the year. They've got football.
Robert Griffin III.
They got Heisman trophies.
Yep. And they just unveiled inside information here. They just unveiled a new 48,000 seat football stadium.
Ooh.
Guaranteed no one else has broadcasted that over any
you heard it here first.
You did not hear that on Dan Patrick. Proof. You did not hear that on Colin Cowherd, Jim Rove. You heard it here.
Yes.
That they just unveiled a new football stadium.
Where are you getting this information?
Along the river. I cannot reveal my sources.
Oh, okay.
I know that it is fact. It is an amazing stadium. It is something that the University of Baylor needs. I don't know how we just got to this, but I love college football. I love football stadiums. And that's where I took it.
He is a person who will drive somewhere to just look at a stadium.
And I've done it.
He has. I've been with him on one of those trips.
To the University of North Texas.
Mean Green. A whole other topic. But...
anyways.
Midwestern State. That's how we got started on
that. We've
got
to get to Peyton Manning.
We do. But first, Western making the Elite Eight. Congrats to the guys.
Way to go, boys.
You're going to Kentucky, and they're going... I hope they win.
I do. I really want to see them win CBS championship.
No one on campus will care that they won.
No, because they don't even know that they probably even play basketball.
I doubt that anyone on campus could name more players than we did.
Except for that one dude that wears the horns on his head.
Super fan. He is there at every game.
Maybe Superfan will listen.
Maybe.
That would be awesome.
Yes. But you mentioned Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning. Nope. Narrowed it down to four teams. We've got the Broncos. We've got the Cardinals. We've got the Titans. We've got the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. Kyle Elliott. If you are Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
You've got an amazing arm. Mm-hmm. You're 6'4".
Okay.
The best quarterback to live in our era. Mm-hmm. I think. Sorry, that guy that plays in New England?
Tom Brady.
Wow.
Do I happen to be coming off of four neck surgeries?
You happen to be.
Okay.
Where are you playing football?
Honestly, out of those four?
You can pick whatever you want.
Okay. Out of those four, since he did narrow it down to those four, not one of my choices would be there. But I'm not going to Denver.
Okay.
Because I do not want to have to deal with the circus of Tebow.
Understand.
Having to. I mean, yeah, you're setting yourself up in a pretty good situation. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just not... I wouldn't want to have to go through that. You don't want to be the guy that follows a mediocre player that everyone loves.
Yeah.
It's like...
you've got an amazing receiver in Demaryius Thomas there. You've got an offensive coordinator that will give you the keys to the system.
But that's every team, though. Mm. Honestly, he could go somewhere and they could just fire the offensive coordinator.
Coaches are prideful, man.
They could just fire the offensive coordinator and have him do it.
That guy's got kids. That's messed up.
Yeah, but even... so does Peyton Manning. Mm. Yeah, so... but even if he... like, doesn't play, he could be their offensive coordinator. Run the offense from the side.
Yeah, that's true. They don't run a tight end in Denver.
Yeah. He does.
I mean, they don't run a tight end.
He loves him some Dallas Clark.
He loves him some Dallas Clark. Yeah. So you're going to have to do something.
They're going to have to bring Dallas Clark in.
You said you would pick someone else. Who would you pick?
Well, I would pick San Francisco.
Why? I mean,
you're taking over a team that was a field goal away from the Super Bowl. All he wants is to win championships.
You don't fumble twice, you probably win the Super. You probably go to the Super Bowl.
So you got him. You know, he's taking over with a great defense.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
You know, you got yourself a pretty cool coach who we've already talked about today.
Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, you're setting yourself
brother
up.
Brother-in-law of the Kansas basketball coach.
Yes, there it is again. You've got yourself two great receivers.
Mm. Randy Moss.
Randy Moss just signed, which you didn't know about until like 20 minutes ago.
Which is really weird because
surprising because I knew about it on Saturday.
Yeah.
You got Randy Moss.
I need to find the internet.
I mean, you got yourself one of the best running backs.
Frank Gore.
You're just setting yourself up for...
an amazing offensive line with Mike Iupati out of the University of Idaho, the Fighting Potatoes.
I don't think that's it. But
that's
you're
not
just
their name,
you're
but
setting
whatever.
Yourself up.
They're the Vandals.
Yeah, you're setting yourself up for one of the best situation if you're him.
Yeah.
And I know that they're trying to say that they're loyal to Alex Smith, but really, is anybody loyal to their quarterback right now?
Peyton Manning, Alex Smith.
I mean,
Peyton
outside
Manning,
of Green Bay,
what?
Green Bay, New Orleans, and Green Bay, New Orleans, and New England. Who wouldn't want Peyton Manning? Even those three might want Peyton Manning.
Man, the guys in Pittsburgh and San Diego might be okay with their quarterback. But whatever.
But
you know what?
Philip Rivers over Peyton Manning.
He did visit Tennessee. And that, you know, that speaks to us up here in the northwest part of Washington, right near Ferndale. That speaks to some local interest. What do you think that means for Jake Locker?
I don't think it means anything.
It means so much.
it means nothing. I mean, really, he's... Locker is a young guy that played, like, a half of a game last year. I don't see him starting any games this year.
I you know what I think it means? I think it means that those coaches, that GM, and that they have been watching him in practice, and they're not confident in what they see. Because if you think you have a franchise quarterback, you're not going after him.
You're not going after Peyton Manning?
You're not. If you think you have a franchise quarterback who can play longer than 3 years, because I tell you what, the Tennessee Titans with Peyton Manning are not winning the Super Bowl in 3 years. Right?
Yeah.
You know, it's just weird to me that they would... I don't think that they like what they see in
Parker. But then you're saying that Green Bay didn't like Aaron Rodgers. Tom Brady wasn't liked by the Patriots.
That's different.
It's really not, though, because, yes, they're bringing in Peyton Manning, and they didn't already have him, but you can't expect to have a year two guy just dominating anyways. And so you're giving Locker a chance to grow, become a player, give him a few years.
Cam Newton did all right this year as a year one guy.
I don't think he's going to have the same kind of year next year.
Did you not see Andy Dalton play in Cincinnati? He was kind of good.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's just...
I mean, we're coming into a time, Kyle, that these quarterbacks have to perform right away. And if not, they're done.
I agree, it's unfortunate. But that's why I think that Locker still has a chance if they bring in Manning. Because, yes, they're not going to give Locker the keys before Manning. Who would, honestly?
Yeah.
I mean, if you have someone that's been proven to, like, be a Super Bowl-quality quarterback, you're going to start him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think you're just giving me a chance to learn from one of the greatest. And even though Manning has never shown an inkling of wanting to raise up a player, you're giving him a chance to, like, still sit next to the greatest quarterback, and you're going to learn something. There's no doubt you're going to learn something. You're going to see stuff. You're just going to absorb it.
I guess, I mean, because it gives them an excuse to sit Locker for a while if they're not confident in him. Mm-hmm. So I guess that makes sense. But he's not going there, so it's a moot point.
It's true.
I mean, he's going to either Denver, Arizona, or I think that's it.
Yeah.
San Francisco makes sense, but he's not going there because San Francisco's not showing interest.
Yeah.
Arizona, Denver, that's where he's going.
And I think you brought up a great point earlier about Arizona before we recorded this, that Arizona has the weather.
They've got the weather.
If you're going to Denver, you're going to be playing in snow, cold, high altitude temperature. You're coming off of surgeries. That's not the place you want to be.
No, you want to be warm. You want to be at 76 degrees.
And that leaves Arizona and Miami. And I would not want to go to Miami and have to play Tom Brady twice a year and the Jets defense twice a year.
Can he play on the beach in Santa Barbara? That's where he belongs. 76 degrees. Perfect weather. Year-round.
Year-round. Perfect weather.
Anyways. Last thing we need to talk about today is something near and dear to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I'm actually excited about.
I'm just smiling talking about it.
You are. You look like a kid on Christmas morning. Maybe Christmas Eve.
Yeah, well, it's coming up soon.
It's so close.
So close. Saturday. This Saturday.
Yep.
The 17th of March. 2012.
That's this Saturday.
This Saturday is the first tryouts for Bellingham United.
Bellingham
United,
local
football club, I might add, FC.
Soccer team that has entered into the fourth tier level of professional soccer.
Even though they're not paying any other players.
So how's it professional?
It's semi-pro.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
But it's still going to be exciting.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. And I'm so excited just for the game day atmosphere. Because, I mean, we've got, in the Pacific Northwest, it's pretty much a soccer hotbed. You have the most supported teams. You just have fans that are crazy.
I mean, 2 years ago in a parade, you had probably 50, 75 fans walking down the street with a scarf.
Yeah, which...
It's incredible.
Before there was even a player signed, they had 50 people walking through a parade with scarves, singing, chanting. They're selling out season tickets. They sold out their first 100 season tickets in under 24 hours.
That's incredible.
And so I think that they're going to be the second most supported club in the state outside of the Sounders.
Wow.
So that's the best. Which is a pretty big deal. I mean, not really. It is soccer. And even though as much as I love soccer, I realize that it is not even a top five sport in the U.S.
I would say it's the top one or top two sport in Bellingham.
Yeah, in Bellingham.
Basketball.
I don't know. The Slam don't even have that many fans.
Yeah, it might
be. I would say high school football is the number one sport in Whatcom County.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, you got high school football.
High school basketball. You know, Linden.
You're not going to get 1,000 fans to a basketball game, though.
No. You're right. I would say, I mean, Bellingham fans are going to come out in droves for this. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
If you have never been to a soccer game, take it from me. Go. I hated soccer. I mean, honestly, Kyle will tell you, I hated soccer. I thought it was the worst sport ever. I'd rather sit and stare at paint dry. But I went to a game, I experienced the atmosphere, and I was sold. It was fun. And what I think would be cool, Kyle, is if we can get Colin Cowherd, local voice, well, not local,
he's not
used
really
to
local.
Be local, back when he lived in Vancouver
Shores.
And went to Eastern Washington University.
Oh.
But, sweet reference.
Yeah.
What if we can get him to come try out?
I would be willing to pay for his hotel.
Yep.
His food.
Yep.
His gear.
Yep. I'd fly him out here.
He's got a paid trip to beautiful Bellingham, Washington to try out for soccer team, which would just be fun.
Would be awesome.
It would be great for him.
Yep, he'd get it on his sports station show, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It would build street cred.
It would be so much fun. So, Colin, if you're listening.
Which you're not.
You've got 2 weeks.
He's not listening.
We'll fly you out. I'll buy you new soccer gear.
Still not listening.
But I will. I will do it. Please come.
He's not listening.
I know. Okay, so the last thing before we close out.
Yep.
15 seconds of fencing.
What?
Yeah, so according to an article from a Hungarian website, the Hungarian team thinks that Italy took a dive to France in the team event to allow France a better chance at Olympic qualification, possibly in exchange for other bouts in the future. In the article, anyone who saw the match... Oh, we were so close.
Almost got 15 seconds in.
We almost did it.
But anyways, that was fun.
It was fun. I enjoyed it, even though we will have one person listening, and thank you. If you listened all the way to this point...
It's amazing.
I am impressed. I applaud you.
I'm almost going to give you my phone number to call me to tell me that you did.
Look him up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Josh Claiborne. Claiborn.
That's my name.
Yes. Look him up.
No why.
Adam. We'll be friends. We'll probably even let you be on the next episode.
Yeah, we would.
I would. I will say it right now. You will be on the next episode if you call us when we are recording.
It was fun. What did you learn, Kyle?
I learned that the university, Murray State, is it Murray State University?
Yeah.
The mascot is the Racers.
Yeah, I learned that too.
I did
but
not
apparently
know that.
I knew that.
You knew it. You called it before you even looked it up.
Wow.
What'd you learn, Josh?
Apparently I know everything, so I can't learn anything.
All right, that's what he learned. He knows everything. All right, we will talk to you, because there's no conversation happening between us. So we will talk to you next time. All right, bye.